Yo, 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 it's your two brethrens, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to episode 35 of No Ideas.
Just Vibes.
Ding. We are on such high energy today.
I don't even know why though. Like, what's even gone on?
Literally nothing. So I don't know what we're going to say, but whatever we're going to say, we're going to say it with vim.
With vim.
With vim.
Twice.
Vimini.
Times two.
Vimini von Vulash.
You better vroom vroom into my vimini.
You are a joker, right, guys?
You
welcome are. Back to episode 35. You know the drill already. Yes. Or if you're new here, welcome.
Welcome to the bakery, the NIJV thing, you know.
So we are going to run through our week, the stupidity and the sadness.
Yes.
And then
we're going to dive into a quote that I found, which talks about lust.
So get your swimming caps on.
Oh, my God. You better dip your toe in the water.
And get a wax.
Because we're about to go deep.
Down.
In the deep end.
Under.
She said, under.
Under. Under the sea.
Hey.
Under the sea. We were really out of sync there for
we're
a minute.
We're actually
but
so unserious right
no,
now.
Are
please.
We ever?
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, let's jump in.
Jump.
Right, Brady.
Yes,
Brid. Is you up first?
Oh, is it?
You best tell me about your week, girl.
Okay, girl.
I mean.
So, this week, let's keep it nice and simple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, come
nice
on then.
Nice and simple. So I feel like the overarching theme this week was just simple pleasures.
Okay.
And I was loving my life with that.
Yeah.
So to kick off my week, I went away with my best friends from Essex and we just went to Hertfordshire for the weekend. And it was beautiful. You know when you just need to get out of London?
Yes. You shout know? Out getting out of London.
Honest to God, I'm sick of the fucking city, man.
Catch like, me on the M25 getting out of London.
Literally, when I got the train, I was like, I was crying. I was like, I just can't wait to leave. Like, just have a breather, you know, getting away from all the madness. Because I think people forget to realise sometimes the pace of London is so fast.
Rapido.
It's rapid. And it's not until you get away that you realise how quickly, like,
you're moving.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's so funny because I went to get our stuff embroidered for the podcast awards.
Mm.
And I literally went a couple stops outside of London.
Mm.
And everything was just so much slower.
Yes.
And literally, you do realise, you take a breath and you're like, oh, wow. Mm. Everyone here is actually going at a normal pace.
A normal pace,
but
yep.
You consider it slow.
Yep.
And it just reminds you.
It's mad.
Anyway, pray tell. Tell more.
Oh, my gosh. She said, pray tell. No, please don't get me, sis. You know, I like that name. Okay, so Hertfordshire was beautiful. It was just nice, chill. You know, I was by the grass. I had some cocktails. We had a little bit of bottomless brunch. It was really, really nice. But it was just nice to clear my head. Do you know what I mean? Like, just, you know, spend some time away, start again, refocus my energy.
A bit more clarification.
A bit more clarification. And I do feel a bit fresher, you know, coming back to the city. Like, I'm not 100% there yet, but I know that I'm going to get there and that's all that matters.
But your energy is so much more bouncy
really?
Than last week.
Than
you came in
previously.
Yeah,
that's
you came
good.
In yesterday like flat.
Flat.
what kind of flat?
Like, let me not even say it.
There was this episode, guys, if you haven't heard it, where Lizzie cussed my ass. And she said,
you can flat pack that ass.
And to date, that is the line that most people remember from our podcast.
Literally.
And always shout us about.
Literally.
Me and my flat ass.
It's the flat packed ass for me.
But yeah, you're so right. Your energy is definitely a lot higher. And
oh,
and
glad.
I know you when you're on 100 and I know you're not there. But we actually have to, I don't know, just take a moment to be happy for when that percentage
man.
Of happiness bumps up even by a couple of percent, you know?
We need to appreciate the progress, do you know what I mean? And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just accepting each stage as I, you know, embark on it and I'm just moving on. And that's that, really.
Yeah, you embark,
I'm Briggs. Gonna embark. I'm gonna bark on some tree or bark up some next man.
Don't bark past 11 p.m. You get an asthma. This girl, who's she barking at? Your poor housemates.
I'm screaming. I ain't barking at no one. It's all good. It's
all right
good.
Then.
So I had my weekend in Hertfordshire, which was great. Obviously, the weather's been doing a madness, you know what I mean? Like, the sun's been out in installments, but I've been here for each and every one.
Like, I've been here, but I will say I've been sweating like a moose.
Pram, I'm currently sweating.
What's the plural of moose?
Mooseys?
Mice.
It's absolutely not mice. Absolutely not mice. I think moosey or moosai?
Moosai. Messiah? Did you say moosey? She said messiah. No, I'm kidding.
It absolutely isn't that either.
Anyway, I've been sweating like multiple moose, moosai, moosaias. And I don't even know if...
she said moosai herself.
I don't even know if moosais sweat. Do moose sweat a lot?
I'm sure each living creature sweats.
It must do, but...
in some capacity. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that works for me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but look, man. I'm sweating, but I'm still enjoying the sun. Yeah. It makes me happy.
I feel
like, you know, I just work with the sun, so it's good. And also, the sunsets that we've been getting.
Oh, yeah.
They've genuinely just been like, and again, this is what I mean about simple pleasures. Like, the fact that we've had good weather, the sunsets have been beautiful. And from my new room, I get a gorgeous view of it, which is just, again, really calming for me. And also, another, like, simple pleasure, we threw it back. So next to my new
place.
What
did you throw back? Your ass?
I mean, I broke that down last week. You know, we threw it back. And because the weather's so hot, we actually, like me and my housemates, we got some slushies. And oh my God.
Alcoholic ones.
I mean, we made them alcoholic.
Okay, love that.
Honestly, oh, we had like this blueberry raspberry like slushy, and I haven't had one in years. And it just, you know, when it's just tantalizing, it's cold and it just runs through your throat and it tastes like crack and you just want more.
And that's how people get hooked on drugs, guys.
I am not a drug taker, please, just as a little disclaimer. But the slushies, they banged basically. But do you know what? This week, simple pleasures, little bit of sunshine, a nice little slushy on this side. Your girl Lizzie, them, she uppy, you know what I'm saying?
There you go, cue simple things, uppy. Miguel.
Yes, absolute banger. Yes, Brid.
That is your mood this week and I love
it. That is my mood, yes. Brid, tell me about your week. What's been going on your end, man?
Are you really ready?
It's been a minute.
Literally, that is my week.
You know when the brain just doesn't quite make the connection and you can't finish a sentence?
It's a full shutdown of brain just, here. Okay, if I was to describe my week in two words, drained and emotional.
I hear that.
Is how I would describe it. And I feel like normally when we record on a Monday, aka today, we have a whole week until the next episode.
Yeah.
Last week we recorded on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Which means I've had 4 days and I've lost a couple of extra days to pull it back.
Mm.
So I sit here at the height of drained and emotional and
the height.
I wasn't able to take a turn.
Oh no, Brid.
But I'll tell you for why.
Go on, tell the people for why, man.
Right, so I think mainly I just gave up on life this week.
I hear that.
Sometimes you just lay there and you think, what is the point?
Yes.
What am I achieving? Yeah. What am I doing? Bridget, why am I here?
Say it again.
What is even my name at this point?
Dude,
do you know
honestly,
what I mean?
Bro, I have to look at my ID like 3 times a day. Just literally. To make sure, you know.
And it's out of date.
Oh, no. She really the lowest of the low.
So, yeah, there's pretty much nothing to say except for I went through it and there was just loads of shit going on.
Yeah.
And I haven't done a single thing I needed to do. And I feel like that's been my mood the last couple of weeks. But here we are.
Look, it's a rut that I feel like everyone goes through. But, Brid, you're going to pick yourself up and we're going to get out of it. It's just, again, one day at a time.
Exactly. I will say there was one lovely, lovely kind of day and a half that I had. And that was with one of my friends in Hackney.
Oh
yeah. And yeah, do you know what? She lives in Hackney. And it just means that she knows the area very well. And she grew up there. Exactly. And was born there. So she just showed me loads of hidden gems. Brid, we gotta go to Bear.
Okay. Because you better write them down.
Yeah.
You know how I like to write things down.
Yeah, man.
I'll
send you my live location.
Yeah, man.
But we just wandered down the canal, found loads of nice breweries, loads of different barges with ice cream and cheese and food.
Yeah,
and
you keep going. What else was on the menu?
Loads on the menu. Mm. There's so much down there and it's such a beautiful mix of people and everyone's so chilled.
Hackney's very much like that. The mix of people is mad.
And it's just a completely different different energy from, you know, where I'm from. And it's why I hang out in that area so much. But yeah, it was just really enjoyable. Nice to find these hidden gems. And we walked across, you know, a green, and there's so much greenery in that area.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. Similar to where we are now.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find those places across London.
Oh, 100%.
But when you find them, oh, there was this massive field.
We're going to need to go because, you know, I like my greenery. Like,
yeah, we should go. And the sunset and the sun last night, if any of you are out, was orange, orange.
Orange sky.
Sorry, guys,
you gotta seal it in the end.
No, literally. So it was a beautiful, beautiful day and a half.
Oh, I'm glad.
And yeah, at least I had one highlight, because sometimes there are weeks with none.
Yeah, I hear that. But the thing is, like, there's always a highlight in each day. We just need to, you need to look at what it is. You need to just search and try and find what it is, because realistically, a highlight can be as small as waking up. Do you know what I mean? Like, it could be walking. It could be having electricity, right? But I hear it, you know, times are tough. And I do feel like most people are going through shit right now.
Yeah.
They really are. Like,
we've been saying this for weeks, but listen, the shit continues.
Yeah,
it's
man.
A shit storm out here.
It honestly is.
And I'm pretty sure nothing's in retrograde. So, I mean.
Yeah, because that's what we said at the beginning, but it's still here. And it's like, so you know when's it going to heal over?
There must be some planets we don't know about that are retrograding on our asses. You know what I'm saying?
Because at the moment.
So, actually, this is what I'm going to say. Can scientists do better? You know what I mean?
She calling out the scientists, y'all.
All of them. All of them.
Oh, no.
But yeah. Yeah, man, that was pretty much my week.
Oh, well, I'm glad, Brid. Well, I mean, on such a happy note, you better plug me into something sweet.
Okay, we love a happy plug. So I am plugging something wild on my side of things.
Okay, you better plug.
And it is by two fantastic artists, one by the name of Norman and the other one by the name of Carby D.
She said Carby D. Oh, no.
And if you didn't get any of those hints, even from a wild plug on my side.
Honestly, I heard that and I was like, I know where she's going with this.
I'm
going
to lay it out for you thickos out there.
Oh my god, 10 out of 10.
It is a song called Wild Side by Normani and Cara DB. But the reason we're loving on it is because the video.
Nah, the video. Can we actually just take a moment to...
Sorry, I'm done.
Can you take a breath, first of all? Can we take a moment for that video? Because the number of looks Normani served, the amount of eras she crossed into, yeah?
Yeah.
Finito.
Ooh. Finito, indeed.
Yeah, finito, cuz.
And before I run into it, I want to ask you about your plug.
I mean, okay, we haven't discussed this before, but like, my plug is the same.
By mistake. And we've only ever done that once before, but since I know it's your plug, I want to just say to you, come on then.
Dude, I'm sorry. My plug of the week is absolutely The Wild Side by Normani and Cardi B.
It's so dope, but I'm glad we're on the same page because it's the visuals for me.
It's the visuals, like the looks, bro. I'm sorry, whoever does her branding, marketing, and I know she either like directs or choreographs some of her like content.
She's a fantastic dancer.
Dude, her...
Fucking hell.
The thing is that what I love about Normani, I feel like she's such a dark horse. Like, she started in Fifth Harmony. Obviously, the group split up, and she is just completely like... rebuilt herself as such a like powerful woman in the space.
Yeah, she's a powerhouse on her own.
And yes, she doesn't, you know, churn out like new songs all the time, but you think of her songs, Motivation, did that not pop off? Do people not still talk about the music video? If you haven't seen that, by the way, go and watch it, because the way she spins that basketball on her butt,
I think when you're an artist and you're not at the top end, like a Justin Bieber or Billie Eilish, in terms of getting the streams and the support and the money behind you, I personally take the stance that I'd rather have less music of fucking high quality so that you can't be slated in terms of what you create.
100%.
Rather than, I think you need to be consistent as well, but rather than, you know, be super consistent and drop loads of music, but some of it be sketchy.
Exactly.
I would say, as an artist upcoming, you should follow a sustainable kind of clothing brand method, which is less drops, but of high quality.
Oh, no.
Catering for all people, saving the planet. Do you know what I mean?
I totally get what you mean. Well, honestly, then. you're preaching to the fucking converted here. Yeah, okay, man. I totally get what you mean. But look, I'm sorry.
Run it up, guys. That's what we're saying. Dude, run it up.
It's just, well, the video did really well anyway. Like, I think within the first day, it had like a million streams or something.
It's
like,
done well.
Dude, go and listen to the song. The money, she really does deserve it. She's just...
And once the song is done, run it back.
Run it back and watch them visuals, man. Yeah, like, I want to be in the middle of it all. Like, when her and Cardi B are together, I just want to be in the middle.
Okay, then what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? She's trying to get a threesome with Normani and Cardi B. Everybody, please tag them in this episode.
Oh, my God.
Lizzie has a dream.
Oh, God. And on that note, let us sail into the main topic.
Let's go.
So, I read a little quote this week.
Just a little quote?
Just a little one-two, just couple a bit words. Of you know, interesting arrangement. So, I thought I'd share it with you lot.
All right, then. Share it. Okay. Yeah.
So, the quote is... When you stop living in lust, you realize how uninteresting people can be. Now, when I read this, I feel like it very much sort of alludes to the fact that when you are, I don't know, sexually aroused, horny, when you're in need of, you know, satisfying your sexual urges, we view things in a different way. And I think that is, you know, hormones, that's chemical reactions in your body, but it really makes you almost like sugarcoat people to make them seem more interesting than they actually are.
Can I just jump in and ask you? So the quote was, when you stop living in lust, you realize how
uninteresting people can be. Now obviously, Brid, I mean, look, what are your sort of thoughts hearing that quote for the first time? Because I mean, there's quite a bit to unpack here, because I feel like it targets different areas.
Okay, what areas? Let's unpack the suitcase area by area. You know them suitcases, yeah, when you open them and they've got different compartments
for your
pants, for your shoes. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of unpacking and repacking we like to do here. See? At No Ideas,
Just Vibes.
Ding! We're actually on one today, you know?
No, honestly, like, what is going on? I feel like we're talk show hosts, yeah, we'll try that aloud.
Okay, so let's unpack theme by theme.
Let's unpack theme by theme. So,
do you know what? Yeah, forget your themes. Let me ask you a quick question.
She said, forget my themes, girl.
But I've gone off on a whole thing about suitcases and themes and unpacking, but the real situation is my suitcase has one big compartment.
Okay, go on, and open it up then.
This is what it's screaming.
No, you're a joke.
That was me unzipping my suitcase.
I wanted the padlock and key, fam. No,
honestly, it's hard times out here. I can't afford
that.
Okay,
fine.
Okay, so what I wanted to ask was, firstly, I believe lust is definitely a concept.
Mm.
And I think before I talk about, you know, the rest of the quote, I wanted to ask you, when you're living in lust with someone that you kind of fancy, I believe that that lust then transcends into the rest of your life and that you're seeing it through rose-tinted glasses.
Mm.
So my worry is that when you stop being in lust with someone, that then not only affects that relationship, but how you... then see the rest of your life. So then do you think that falling out of lust with someone and realizing how uninteresting they are means that you then find the rest of the world uninteresting too, because that happiness from the lust has been basically zapped away from everything else? Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, and what you mean is quite deep, because you know, obviously,
you know, I like to go deep down.
We said we'll go diving.
We said we go diving
in the deep end.
You know, it's underwater.
In the deep end,
no mask, no goggles. Pretty sure mask and goggles are the same thing.
No, literally, can you just not? Oh my God. Okay, so I do think, you know, when you're in lust with someone, it definitely does affect other areas of your life. But to say that it makes other people or other aspects uninteresting may be quite far. The only thing is, with lust, like, it's almost like, you know, the concept of like that morning glow, or like when you have sex and then you have that glow in the morning. It's almost like a temporary high. So I don't know how long it would last for it to, you know, affect every other area of your life.
Okay, yeah, I get that. So you wouldn't necessarily find other people uninteresting when that lust is taken away. It would just apply to that partnership.
I mean, also, it depends how deep the lust is, because I feel like when you're really lusting for someone, it's almost like a dangerous pit to be in, because depending on, you know, the sort of bases that you've, you know, created with this person, you could get like soul ties with that person and you rely on them for different things. And then if you sort of start to develop that codependency, it could be very difficult to get out of.
So you think you can become dependent on someone if it's not love and it's lust?
Yes, because I think if you don't know yourself properly and you can't control your emotions and you don't know how to sort of compartmentalize certain emotions, it can be very dangerous for you.
I don't think it's just that. I don't think it's necessarily not knowing yourself. I think that you either fall into lust and you think it's love. I think that's the biggest trap. Is that you actually misconstrue lust for love.
Yes.
And therefore ties are made. It's not about knowing yourself, because if you knew it was just lust, you'd walk away potentially if that's not what you wanted.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's take the idea that you want to be in love with someone, think you are, but it is in fact lust. So actually, yeah, I don't think it's so much about knowing yourself. I think it's the mistake of thinking love for lust.
But I feel like that mistake is so common to make.
Well, tell me, how do you differentiate between lust and love?
I couldn't tell you, Brit. I don't think I've ever been in love. But I feel like, you know, okay, another spin. Is lust part of the journey on your way to love? Do you have to go through lust to be in love with someone in order to know how to feel?
I don't think so.
No.
But I think it depends on character, lust. I think that's a big thing for me.
Expands character lust, because I think that's interesting.
I will.
And also, what are we lusting for? Is it only physical capabilities or is it mental?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think
speak on it.
Okay, I'm speaking to the world. Get your pens and paper out.
Why did you sound like you're on top of a building?
Sorry.
Speaking to the world.
I felt like I was in a cape and a mask on top of a building. This is my superpower. I think the issue with lust here, and I've not really actually read or spoken much on lust, to be honest, so this is interesting, but I think that lust is when you potentially find something you need in somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I desperately need consistency and acts of service, and I find that in someone because it's something I desperately need, and it fills a bigger hole than physical touch, which is a love language that is not highest on my chart, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of feels like getting consistency is like 10 times more than the quality, than the physical touch.
Yes.
Even
you regard it in a higher sense,
exactly, because you needed it.
Yeah.
And therefore you then feel like that person in a sense is giving you the world, and you could potentially fall into lust with them. Right.
Yes, that's very interesting.
And so I think it's dependent on what you need as to whether you can, you know, mistake love for lust. And I think that mistake happens when we're unable to separate emotions from logic.
I feel like with some things, even as you've said there in terms of consistency, it's very simple acts or, you know, actions from people can be romanticized.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, perceived to be like, oh my gosh, this person, you know, is trying to make a move on me. But what I want to know, I mean,
we romanticize them.
But why do we do that? Why is that always like, I feel like that's our default setting as human beings. When people show signs of like care or affection, instead of us immediately, or, you know, instead of us thinking as a first option, oh, this person's being really friendly to me, I feel like in some cases, if not most, you'll think either someone's trying to make a move to you, because this happens across all spans.
So let me ask you this. How many times in your life have you met a person that has genuinely gone out of their way or over and above for you when you haven't really known them, just because they're kind? Because what I think is not often.
Yeah, it's not.
Someone
it's
is
rare.
Moving to you, or you're their best friend, or it's your family.
Yeah.
And that is actually an issue I struggle with. Like, I genuinely think I'm quite a kind person, and I would go over and above, because people hurting like really gets to my soul. If you're a stranger or family, and a lot of the time people have said to me, but Ilara, you did this and you didn't have to, or she went above and beyond and she did this, and then I get people basically telling me they have feelings for me. Mm. And I'm like, whoa, where did that come from?
Mm.
But actually, shock, yeah. It's because we live in a society where everyone, and we've spoken about this before, mm. is point scoring
yeah.
to network for clout for it's what true, you have. And therefore, true. People aren't genuinely kind anymore. And it's rare it's to all find.
Calculated. There's almost exactly. like an ulterior motive. Like, be it nice or like, be it, you know, a kind motive or not, there's still something that's driving that action.
Because we don't, as a society, promote human-centric behavior, mm. putting the human first. Yes. There's always a reason to be nice to that person.
It's true.
You know, there's always an ulterior motive a lot of the time. This is in regards to going above and beyond for someone that yeah. you don't really know.
Yeah.
And thus, based on human nature and what society has created, mm. of course we jump to someone's trying to move to me.
It's true.
Because what else could it be in our head? Like, people aren't just kind like that. Mm. You know what I mean?
We do amplify, like, very simple actions to be someone moving to us. But I feel like that's just the way how we've been conditioned in society.
But also, I think we could, you know, receive those things in a certain way because it's something we so desperately need.
Yes.
And therefore, we read into it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
We do.
Let me jump back to the full quote quickly because I yes. want to tackle the last bit.
Mm,
so my question then for you is, do you think that if you were in lust with someone and realized that it was lust,
mm.
do you think when you realized and moved away from them, for example,
mm-hmm.
you would think they were uninteresting?
Now, for me, it would all depend on how I take that experience and what that person is specifically giving to me. Do you know what I mean? Because, you know, that there are elements to this, you know, if, you know, you were seeing someone and, you know, you were friends with benefits, for example, obviously that's quite a lustful situation because you're just trying to satisfy specific needs. However,
mm-hmm.
if you're...
Let's dig into that quickly, mm. that point. So please remember your second.
Yes.
Okay. So if lust was coming from physical,
mm-hmm.
then I personally think realizing that is lust
mm-hmm.
could make them uninteresting.
Yes.
Because you may have been like, oh, snore, you know, their character's actually really shit.
Yeah, agreed.
And you may not have realized before because it was just physical interaction.
Agreed.
For a mutual benefit.
100%. Like, that's easy. Like, if there's no personality behind you. Mm-hmm. But again, I think that comes from our expectations of the situation. Like, if you go into a friends with benefits situation knowing that is it, and you're, you know, you're keeping yourself occupied in other ways to satisfy things that you may need, then it's fine. Do you know what I mean? However, the second part of my sort of theory was, if the connection that I build with that person is more than just physical, like I'm actually getting to know them, whether that's, you know, through conversation, we're sharing, you know, ideas, we're sharing thoughts, conversation, then I don't think I could find them uninteresting, because I feel like it's through those opportunities where my mind is stimulated.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I hear you.
Obviously, sex, like, you know, it stimulates a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? However, if it's like conversation and I feel like I'm learning from this person, or this person's enlightening my perspective in a way, then of course I'm going to find you interesting. And I don't even think that would just be called that. I don't even think that would be lust. I think that would just be a friends with benefits situation that's mutually beneficial.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could lust after someone if you like, but really love their character.
Yeah.
And then realize it's lust and they aren't right for you,
mm-hmm.
But still find them interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly 100%. As you said, because, you know, it's their character that you really liked. So mm-hmm. I think more so you'd find them interesting if it was just physical.
Mm.
And then it moved from physical to something else and you realised it was literally just lust.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all in all, as we always say, it probably depends on the scenario.
Yeah.
And we are not professionals here. But feel free to take what we say on board and ruin your lives like we ruin ours.
Just take it all with a pinch of salt,
yeah,
guys.
Man,
but I think
a
it's
massive
a,
pinch. It's a bucket
get a,
load.
Get a tablespoon. Oh, she went bucket. Oh, no, I went tablespoon.
Yeah, okay, I need more salt in my life.
I just think, you know, lust and love, it's always an interesting one. It's an interesting one to balance as young millennials because, you know, we're all so excitable, you know, especially having been locked down for so long.
We're craving shit.
We have urges. Why do you think, like, the most probably watched series right now are Love Island and Too Hot to Handle and Sex Life? Because people are starved. People want to know. Like, people want to...
People are hungry.
People want that intimacy. But I think it is good to know the differentiation between lusting after someone and if you're on the journey to loving someone.
Which we didn't clarify here because neither of us know the difference.
But not at all.
Be aware is what we're saying. That lust is a ting, you know.
Yes.
And that concludes it. So I am going to ask you, Briddy, for the top tip of this week to give people a little bit of joy if they're sitting in lust, have listened to this, and realize their whole life is a sham. This tip will help you.
This tip is going to honestly sort you the
get back on
out.
Track.
Yes.
Hit me. Twice.
Twice,
no,
yeah?
Joking. No, okay. Just once.
I was ready to go with full steam there. Okay, so, I mean, look, my week this week was very simple, which very much translates into the quote of this week. Keep it simple. Do whatever makes you happy this week. And that's that.
That's it.
It's so simple, but it hits. Bada and that's bing, what I'm here for.
Bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boozy.
Come on, we love
bada
it.
Bada bing, bala. Okay, we're going to stop now.
Are you well?
I'm very well. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Oh, thanks. That's my tip, guys. Do whatever makes you feel happy this week, whether it's going for a walk, traveling, eating, crying.
Go on, give us another one.
If you smile today, this week, this month, you're one step closer to the happiness.
The happiness.
And does that.
And does that.
Ilaria.
Yeah, man.
Tip me up.
Okay, guys. I'm just going to be brutally honest with you. I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, what fucking tip do I have? Because I'm drained and I'm tired and I'm emotional. So I Googled good life tips. Clicked on the first link. Thank you, SEO on Google.
Love that.
And picked the first quote because I read it and I was like, actually, this actually makes sense for my week.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass it on to you guys.
Okay.
And it goes like this.
Let's hear it.
Some of life's best lessons are learned at the worst times.
Yeah.
And that is what I feel like I'm kind of going through at the moment. I feel like I'm getting lesson after lesson after lesson, which is pro. Ding! But the negative of that is it's coming at a time when I just can't, like, manage to even tread water.
Mm-hmm.
But they're lessons nevertheless. Mm. And we need to remember, even in the worst of times, guys, we are learning to be better, to do better, to live better.
To be better. Yes.
To think buena. See how weird you can
get. To live buena.
To laugh buena.
To love better.
You better stop, bitch.
You better sing.
Oh my god. Anyway, guys, I wish you the happiest of weeks. Yes. As Lizzie said, go do something you love.
Mm.
Make sure you keep an eye on the lessons.
Yes.
And just buena, buena, buena.
Have a kinder bueno.
Have a kinder buena.
As long as you're not allergic to nuts. And on that note, it's been your girl Lizzie.
And it's Ilaria.
We're out. Bye, bitch.